Now today, we continue on in these psalms that are known as the Hallel Psalms. They began with Psalm 113 and go through 118. And they were sung at the three great feasts, Passover, Pentecost, and Tabernacles. And at the Feast of Passover, the cup passed seven times, and between the passing, they would sing one of these hymns. And there are others that have suggested, other expositors, that they sang 113 and 114 before the meal, and then Psalm 115 through Psalm 118 after the meal. It doesn't make any difference how you arrange it. The one that they sang last would be Psalm 118. And that is the song that's mentioned in the gospel where it says they sang a hymn and went out. Now, we'll be coming to that. But this Psalm 117 has only two verses. And it's actually the shortest that we have in the Bible, the shortest chapter. And because of that, there is a danger of passing over it. And yet, here is, to my judgment, one of the most startling psalms that we have. It's the shortest of the psalms, and certainly the shortest chapter. You just can't get any less than two verses in a chapter of the Bible. Now, I'm going to read it, and then we'll look at it. Oh, praise the Lord. That is, hallelujah. All ye nations, praise Him, all ye people, for His merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Now, this is a remarkable statement, so let's not pass over this hurriedly. Here is a statement, and it's obvious that it's prophetic. It looks to the future. When all nations and races and tribes and tongues in every continent and in every nation will join in the praise of Jehovah and will worship Him as the Lord. Now, is there anything like that that's in sight in the world today? Do you see any evidence of it in your neighborhood, friends, where the world is turning to God? Oh, there was a time at the turn of the century in the good old Victorian era and the gay 90s. My, they thought that the millennium was coming in. That was the day of post-millennialism. And it had its heyday, and a premillennialist in that day had to run for cover. They would ride him out of town on a rail. Anybody that would be pessimistic enough to say there was going to come a great tribulation period on the world. I have a question, though, to ask right now. All nations, praise Jehovah. And my question is, where are the nations that are singing praises unto Jehovah today? Where are the nations who worship and adore Him and are in submission to Jehovah? That is a question that has a very easy answer. I'm confident that it would be very difficult for anybody to find a nation today. But this was the message of the prophets. Zechariah had said in Zechariah 2:11, many nations shall be joined unto the Lord. And then over in Zechariah 14:16, we have this statement, it shall come to pass, everyone that's left of all the nations which came against Jerusalem shall even go up from year to year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. So evidently, the worshiping of all nations is in connection with the turning of Israel to God. And the question now follows is this: when will all of this find fulfillment? Well, I think we have the answer right here in this little psalm, the how and when nations will praise Jehovah. Will you listen to this? For His merciful kindness is great toward us. Us? Yes, Israel. When God is gracious to Israel, that's coming in the future, the millennium, at the end of the great tribulation period, when he comes to this earth and he's gracious to this nation, he'll be gracious to the nations of the earth. And at that time, why, we're told in Micah 7:20, thou wilt perform the truth to Jacob and the mercy to Abraham, which thou hast sworn unto our fathers from the days of old. And we're told in Isaiah 54:7-8, for a small moment have I forsaken thee, but with great mercies will I gather thee. In a little wrath I hid my face from thee for a moment, but with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith the Lord thy Redeemer. So, my friend, you can see that this has reference to the day that is coming, but it's a day when all nations are going to praise the Lord. Now, do we have any inkling of that in the New Testament? You remember that the council in Jerusalem, when they met, made up of all Jewish believers. They couldn't quite understand why the prophecies in the Old Testament weren't being fulfilled. And so James got up at the end of that conference and said, Simeon hath declared how God at the first did visit the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name. And my friend, that's what God's doing today, taking a people out among the Gentiles in the church. Church made up of people of all races and tribes and tongues that have been brought together in one body. Now he says, and to this agree the words of the prophets, as it is written, after this, after what? Well, after he takes the church out of the world, I will return, and I'll build again the tabernacle of David, which is fallen down, and I will build again the ruins thereof, and I'll set it up, that the residue of men might seek after the Lord, and all the Gentiles upon whom my name is called, saith the Lord, who doeth all these things. This is a psalm that looks to the future, when every creature on this earth will render praise unto God. And that just doesn't happen to be true today. Now, it may be over in your little corner, but here in my little corner in Southern California, there's no evidence that this area is going to turn to God. And at that time, though, we read, God shall bless us, and all the earth shall fear him. That is Psalm 67:7. This is a tremendous psalm. I tell you, this is like an atom bomb put right here in the midst of Psalms. And I tell you, when this little atom bomb explodes, you won't find a postmillennialist or an amillennialist anywhere, because it's blown them all away. This is a great little psalm. Don't pass it by.